Diva Kaja, Ishmisha, Joe Ballard, Thoughtfuls, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We're starting this week by dropping in on a concert that was given by the Irish Rovers in Pasadena, no less, a long way from Ireland. The Irish Rovers are a very, very popular folk group, and I leave it up to them. It's self-explanatory, but do join in the chorus.
Now, you're all familiar with this famous Irishman, Bing Crosby, aren't you? He's a boy that always sings them lovely little choruses that goes, Turaluraloo, Turaluralay. Now, the chorus I'll teach you, first of all, it goes... Turaloo, Turalay, with me Turalay, Uralay, Uralay, eh?
Oh, yeah, a lovely speaker, well, I know.
Have you got that?
Turaloo, Turalay, with my Turalay, Uralay, Uralay.
And the name of the song, something every woman in the world should say at some time or another. I don't mind if I do.
She asked me to sing her a verse of a song. It's not very short and it's not very long. She asked me to sing about something that's new. And me darling, so lie, I don't mind if I do. Toraloo,
come on now,
Toraloo,
everybody,
with my Toraloo, Oralay, Oralay.
My name is Dan Murphy, a farmer of mine. I courted a girl, though I felt rather shy. Bid me come in for a moment or two. And me darling said I don't mind if I
Toraloo, everybody,
Toraloo, with my Toraloo,
I entered the kitchen, 'twas cozy and bright. To the fine hearty supper I put out of sight. Says she have a drop of the old Mountain Dew. And me darling says I don't mind.
Toraloo,
everybody,
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Oralay, Oralay.
I walked out of the kitchen and I picked up my hat. Oh, darling, says she, don't you leave me like that. Says she, won't you stay for a wee kiss or two? And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
come on,
Toraloo,
everybody,
with my Toraloo.
Well, we kissed and we squeezed and found lover's delight. Then Peggy asked me if I'd make her my wife. And says she, I've a plough and an acre or two. And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
everybody,
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo,
Toraloo.
Next morning we went to the church to be wed. And the priest stood before us with a book and he said, oh, now let you take Peggy and Peggy take you. And father said, I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
come on,
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo,
Toraloo.
And now we are married and happy are we. But we know little babies to dance on our knee. Says she, wait a while and we might have a few.
Come
Irish Rovers, getting us off to a lively start, and I don't mind if I do. Well, we're continuing with the ballad groups, and this is my favourite ballad group. Regular listeners will know that, of course, it's the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're giving us the very well-known story of Molly Malone. And this is another example of how you can join in the chorus. So come on, let me hear you, whether you're in Boston or California or London or Dublin or anywhere. Let's all sing together Molly Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh,
alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and truth was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before, and they wheeled their wheelbarrow streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive,
died of a fever, and no one could save her. So that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive.
Always guaranteed to get a good sing-along going where Irish people are gathered together, the Dublin City Ramblers, and telling us the story of Molly Malone. And here's another some such song. It's a song that when we all get together at parties, doubtless somebody's going to get up and sing and we all join in. But did you ever think you'd hear on Sounds Irish Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians and giving us The Rose of Tralee?
My love through the pure crystal fountain. sun so rare as Rose of Trolley.
Oh, heaven above the high green mountain, the sun
so
is
quiet, set so peaceful
beneath the blue sea.
Was there I strayed with my love?
Was near the crystal fountain, was there he won the heart of the Rose of Trolley. She was fair,
alas, so rare,
and lovely
as we stood there. Was not the lassie's beauty alone that won me the heart of the Rose of Trolley.
Was truth in her eyes so soft and clear?
She is my Mary, my lassie fair, the Rose of Trolley.
Trolley,
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 Mary, so fair to see.
She's fair to see.
Sure, the Rose of Trolley.
Well, maybe not quite the way my mother used to sing it, but Fred Waring messing around with the Rose of Trolley. Well, we're still in jocular vein, because this time we're giving you a track from Day Dannon. Now, you have heard of Day Dannon, because we play Day Dannon on Sounds Irish quite often. Very talented group, very good traditional group, sing some wonderful songs, play some wonderful traditional music. But this time, well, I think, and I'm not sure about this, but I think this is one of these early 1900 Irish-American Bordeville-type songs. It's entitled Barney from Killarney, and Barney apparently sails away and leaves his good lady behind him, and all he left was a hen and a duck and a crowd of animals for her. Listen, the animals are coming in. Stand by for Barney from Killarney and Day Dannon.
Here from Killarney, come I can. My Barney left me with my son for to go across the sea. A pig from up my piggery, this morning's gone away. And he's all been down and back, they down and up the run out again. Oh, Barney, Barney, Barney from Killarney. I give him a jump of Barney, on him my apple look. Well, he left him away this morning, he's glad that they were gone. And Barney left to comfort me, but I put them in and took. I had a lovely dream. My Barney sat beside me with a bottle of old machine. And as he handed me a drop, it's all I needed small. When I reached out my hand for it, that says to him my walk. Oh, but I give him to Barney, Barney from Killarney. I give him a touch of the Barney, for him I have no luck. Well, he went away this morning, just as the day was dawning. And Barney left to comfort me with a duck and hen and duck.
Galloping off into the sunset, Day Dannon there, and Barney from Killarney. Earlier on the programme, the Irish Rovers were telling us about Bing Crosby and Tooraloolaloolal. Here he is, the man himself.
Tooraloolaloolal, Tooraloolalai, Tooraloolaloolal. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooraloolaloolala, that's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so soft and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today.
Okay, so it may not have come up to today's modern technological recording techniques. That was hard to say that. But nevertheless, it was beautifully nostalgic, was it not? That will last forever. Bing Crosby and Tooraloolaloolal. And we're still in nostalgic mood with a lovely old song we all know from Joseph Locke.
Home, Kathleen. through. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smile that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow.
Very young sounding Joseph Locke there, telling Kathleen that we were going to take her home. And if truth be told, you know, that really isn't an Irish song, but I think I've told you that story before. As I say, I had the good fortune of meeting Joseph Locke on two or three occasions, and I always found him very pleasant, and I had the good fortune of accompanying him singing a couple of songs at a function we were attending. That was a long time ago. I'll take you home again, Kathleen, from Joseph Locke. And now another song that we all know so well when it comes to Irish songs, played for us here by Sir James Galway. Why wouldn't he be Irish with a name like that? He's giving us his interpretation of this lovely melody. Thank you. Two words sum that up for me. Simply beautiful. Sir James Galway and Danny Boy. On this week's programme, I've just realised we seem to be indulging in large portions of nostalgic and popular songs. Here's another one, so beautifully sung for us by Anne Breen.
Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, where the people are working by day. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's guys of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand.
As I said before, so often on Sounds Irish, I love that girl's voice. She has a sweet, clear little voice singing for us there a Percy French song, The Mountains of Mourne. And speaking of Percy French, here's one of the greatest exponents of Percy French material, Brendan O'Dowda, and he's telling us what Phil the Fluter got up to.
Have you heard of Phil the Fluter from the town of Ballymuck? Oh, the times were going hard with him, in fact the man was broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbours one and all as to how he'd like the company that evening at the ball. When writing out he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for battering the floor. With the toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, oh, up down hands around crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball? First little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the Widdy Cafferty gets out and takes a bow. I could dance you off your feet, so she as sure as you were born. If you'll only make the piper play, the hare was in the corn. Phil plays up to the best of his ability, the ladies and the gentlemen begin to do the share. Faith and Mick, 'tis you that has agility, or begorra, a Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With the toot on the flute and the cradle on the fiddle, oh, up and in the middle like a heron on a cradle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball? There was Mr. Dennis Doherty, who kept the running dog. There was little Crooked Paddy from the Turrilocket Bog. Boys from every barony and girls from every art, and the beautiful Miss Brady's in the private ass and cart. Along with them came bouncing Mrs. Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose, Suzanne, and Margaret O'Rafferty, the Flora of Ballybunion and the Pride of Petrivore. With the toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball?
Brendan O'Dowda telling us all about the carryings on at Phil the Fluter's ball. Now I'm going to tell you a story of a very famous sportsman who hailed from County Cork. His name was Thady Quill. Thady, T-H-A-D-Y, Thady Quill. Now, in this particular performance, it's done for us by the Clancy Brothers, and I think this is one of the best performances of the song. The chorus goes, "For rambling or roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none more jovial, and a mastery sportsman, the bold Thady Quill." And at the beginning it tells you, "You maids of Too Hollow that are anxious for courting." And it says, "Hand in your name to the club committee." Now, that's committee, by the way, but it's done a bit of poetic license, you understand. Anyway, enough prattle, and listen to the last verse. The Clancy Brothers and the bold Thady Quill.
"Ye maids of Too Hollow, who are anxious for courting, a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir, to the athletic sporting, and hand in your names to the club committee. And never commence any sketch on your programme till the carriage you see flying over the hill. Ride on through the valleys and lands of Kilcorny with our own darling sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find us so jovial as a mustery sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, it was played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling lads were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for bold Thady to Ballinagree. He hurled that ball right and left in their faces, and showed the Tipperary men action and skill. If he touched on his lines, he would certainly brain them, and the papers were full of the praise of Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find them so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more. But a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed o'er and o'er. Our mother says, 'She, sure, I know what will aise me and cure this disease which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment. I'd rather one squeeze out of bold Thady Quill.
war. Hamlin for Robin, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you feel. In all your days, Robin, you'll find none so jovial as a muscary sportsman, the haunted equal.
Give over your doctors, your medical treatment. I'd rather one squeeze out of Baltady Quill. The Clancy Brothers there. And now some lively foot-tapping Cayley music from one of the most popular and well-known Cayley bands in Ireland, the Kilfenora Cayley Band.